This audio is generated using AI voice technology, including a synthetic voice modeled on Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office.
Welcome to CIO Jumpstart, your guide to the main market events coming up in the week ahead, in just 5 minutes. It's Monday, the 7th of September. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Zurich. Stronger than expected US employment data have strengthened the case for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. This week, investors will assess whether inflation can temper the Fed's hawkish turn. The European Central Bank is expected to raise rates, but may signal that the tightening cycle will be limited. Meanwhile, strong updates from Broadcom and Nvidia have reinforced confidence in AI investment. Can market gains continue to broaden beyond technology? The strength of the US employment report released on Friday far surpassed expectations, pointing to stronger hiring momentum. Non-farm payrolls rose by 162,000 in August, compared with consensus expectations of 55,000. Positive revisions added a further 55,000 jobs to prior months, while unemployment held at 4.1%. With the labour market so resilient, the report strengthens the case for the Fed to focus more fully on inflation. Attention will now turn to Friday's Consumer Price Index release for August, along with producer prices earlier in the week. Investors will assess whether the data show enough moderation in underlying price pressures to temper the Fed's hawkish turn. We now expect the Fed to raise rates twice in 2026, in September and December, by 25 basis points at each meeting. This changes our policy forecast, but not our constructive investment outlook. The same forces contributing to a more hawkish Fed, including resilient employment, solid economic activity, AI-related capital spending, and broad earnings growth, are also supporting equities. Two rate hikes should have only a modest effect on growth, and we continue to position for further equity market gains. Inflation fears intensified in Europe last week amid rising energy prices. The price of European gas reached its highest level since January 2023 and has more than doubled from a year ago. Eurozone inflation accelerated to 3.3% in August from 2.9% in July, driven almost entirely by higher energy costs. But the underlying inflation picture was more encouraging. Core inflation eased to 2.4%, while services inflation slowed to 3%. Activity data were also constructive, with the Eurozone Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index reaching its highest level since May 2022. The ECB is expected to raise the deposit rate by 25 basis points to 2.5% on Thursday. Investors will focus less on the expected increase than on whether the ECB presents it as a limited response to higher energy-driven inflation or as the start of a more extended tightening cycle. Our base case is also for a rate increase at this week's meeting, followed by an extended pause. We do not believe the expected hike will undermine the European equity outlook. Improving industrial activity, stronger earnings, and reasonable valuations support further gains, and we remain attractive on Eurozone equities. Broadcom provided further evidence last week that demand for AI infrastructure remains robust. The company raised its forecast for AI chip revenue in the fiscal year ending October 2027 to about $115 billion. It expects the figure to roughly double in fiscal 2028. The update followed strong results from Nvidia and reinforced confidence that AI-related investment remains an important driver of the positive equity market outlook. The effects are already extending beyond the largest technology companies. The equal-weighted S&P 500 has gained 14.1% so far this year, compared with 12.8% for the S&P 500. Earnings growth has also broadened. The median S&P 500 company exceeded second quarter earnings estimates by around 5.5%, while European earnings growth accelerated to 22%. Our base case of robust AI investment, broader earnings growth, and resilient economic activity supports further equity market gains. Global AI-related capital expenditure is expected to reach around $900 billion in 2026 and about $1.2 trillion in 2027. The opportunity extends beyond the largest technology companies into semiconductors and hardware, software, power infrastructure, utilities, and industrials. But increasing competition reinforces the importance of selectivity and diversification. We think investors should retain exposure to the principal drivers of the AI cycle while broadening equity allocations across the wider value chain. So that's it, your jumpstart from CIO. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Zurich. If you have any questions, please reach out to your UBS representative. And have a good start to the week.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.